gonna be a good day. That just ain't gonna be a good day. That just ain't gonna be a good, good day. I'm feeling that just ain't gonna be a good day.
That just ain't gonna be a good day. But I'm on my back porch either looking for Russia or Roberta. This is how I, in the morning, yoo-hoo! Roberta there?
Yoo-hoo! Hello!
Yeah, Roberta's here. Roberta
here.
Fasanelli is our Queen of Cheap. All right, give us a thumbnail sketch of what we have in Queen of Cheap activity for today, Roberta.
Oh, for the men, we have hardware. For the women, we have Body Shop. For the skinny, we have Krispy Kreme. And for the empty houses, we have Home Decorators.
All right, check out Queen of Cheap Report in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jennifer Horn is here. Television report later in this hour. So what's the hot news in the world? Is it Dancing with the Stars? Is that still
the number one thing? That'll be the number one story. The cast has been revealed. And Conan O'Brien has a new job.
Really?
I'll tell you what it is.
Wow. Do you have a new wife, too?
No.
No. Okay. All right. So that's it. Kenny, what do you have to contribute to this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program?
Just my love and admiration.
And your pretty face.
Our word of the day today is authenticity. Authenticity. This is the place where you get authentic information and authentic contributions of Roberta and Jennifer and Kenny and Richie are authentically their opinions. That makes sense? If you have authenticity, that means you have grit, I suppose, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
How would you? What else would you say about the word authenticity than it maybe reality, legitimacy?
I think to be authentic, you have to be vulnerable.
Vulnerable? Really? Okay, yep. Roberta?
To be authentic, you need to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Honest. Kenny?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no pretenses. You have to
be
real.
No pretenses. All right, let's get to some of the things that people are talking about. The Russians are coming. The Russians are there. Here's one of the leaders in the European Union. The suggestion is that all the countries ought to get together to provide Ukraine with $15 billion in aid, loans, grants, that sort of thing. A lot of it, I think there's another $15 billion from America, including the payment of their gasoline bills for the month of February. So I said earlier today, Roberta, who's going to pay your gasoline bill for February?
My gasoline, me?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to pay it. Oh.
Weird.
Okay. I just wondered.
Me too.
Hello.
Yeah. I think most, so we're wondering why are we paying for the gasoline that the Ukrainians put in their cars in February? That's part of what this package is from the United States. So there's a $15 billion package, as I understand it, from the Europeans, another $15 billion from the Americans, and John Kerry went yesterday to explain that. He delivered
the big Ed McMahon check, I think.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, Ed's check was only for $10 million, wasn't it? Was that the biggest check from Publishers Clearinghouse?
Maybe.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. Okay, so the Russians, however, do not seem to be interested. There was a suggestion that the Russians meet with the new Ukrainian government and some of the Western leaders in Paris. Mr. Kerry made that suggestion. Apparently it's fallen on deaf ears because nobody is going to... Or nobody's commissioned. That's not fair. Nobody has committed to going or saying that they would go under the circumstances. I think the president said also, if I'm not mistaken, that we would not go to the G8 summit in Sochi if there was still going
Sochi.
To be... What did I say?
Sochi.
It's Sochi?
Yeah, where the Olympics were.
A-E-I-O-U and sometimes Y?
Right.
Sometimes these vowels are interchangeable. You didn't learn that in school? You can. What do you mean?
You know what I learned
know
that from?
If I
John
say
Boehner.
Sachi, you don't know what I'm talking about if I say Sachi?
Isn't the first vowel the one that does the walking or the talking?
The first vowel does the talking.
You're right. Second vowel does the walking or something. I don't know. There's some kind of thing. Huh. Anyway, go ahead. Back to you.
Well, here's back to the business about the gasoline bill. The Ukraine will owe Russia $2 billion for the February gas supplies if they don't pay.
Yeah.
So that's why the Americans have said, okay, we'll pay the bill because we don't want the Russians to use that as an excuse.
Sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So does that put it in a better light?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, people need help, and we, you know, are supportive of them joining the European Union. I just don't know exactly how it helps us if they do, but I'm sure there's someone much smarter than me who can tell me that.
I'm not sure about that. I don't think these people are very smart at all. If they were, they wouldn't be fighting all the time. How smart is it to be fighting all the time? Think about that in terms of your own reality.
Mm-hmm.
How smart is it for you to fight with your spouse, your children?
It takes a lot of energy.
Mm-hmm. It sure does. This couple, the Channings or Cannings, their names, Sean and Elizabeth Canning, parents of Rachel, who threw her out of the house. They've been arguing because they didn't like the way that she was dressing herself or behaving. So they threw her out of the house. So now she's suing her parents because they physically abused her, so she says, and they have not paid for her high school tuition. So go to a public school. She wants legal fees and financial support. The judge told her to get lost.
How does it get that bad?
Well, that's about my basic question is, how does this all, when you look at the conflicts, in the look at the suit yesterday, the couple from the Housewives of New Jersey, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at any number of things. If you go to the news, I'm looking at news tabs here from all the news sources, and all the fighting that goes on. What are we fighting about? Why are we fighting?
Save the drama for your mama.
It's very difficult on our systems. What are we fighting with the Russians about? What they want to have more influence in the Ukraine. So we want to have more influence here, there, everywhere. So do you realize how we're all getting played in this? All this is about is money,
mm-hmm.
power. And influence.
Most dramas like this that play out are always about money, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, sometimes about religion, but mostly about money.
Mm-hmm. The U.S. is ready to impose sanctions against Russia, most likely very soon.
And then the Russians say they're going to seize U.S. and European Union assets.
The European Union is not likely to participate in sanctions because they get all their natural gas from Russia.
Well, exactly.
And it get a little cold if the Russians just whoosh, turn it off. So you're not going to see the European Union involved in the sanctions at all. And most of the time, are sanctions really effective? Where's the last time we applied sanctions?
Yeah, right.
North Korea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they
Syria? In the Middle East, right? Didn't we do it in Iraq and Iran?
Yeah. I don't know that they were particularly... Maybe they're all still operating the way they...
I don't know if they were broken up over that or not.
No. 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, may we stop for a moment to consider something that's very serious. If you're a child and you're looking at your mother right now or your father, and you're asking as you have your cereal, Mommy, what's wrong with your eyes? Daddy, what happened to you? Why do you have such bags under your eyes? You can say, well, I have a lot to worry about at work. Mom can say, well, she's working. She got a lot of worries as well about making sure there are enough good things to eat in the refrigerator for the children. Oh, we have a lot of things to worry about. And so as a result of that, some people don't sleep well. And as a result of that, your eyes are taking the pipe, as it were. They don't look good. The puffiness, the bags under your eyes, the wrinkles around your eyes. So you'd probably rather make your children feel more secure. And so if they look at you and they see your face is flushed and full and healthy, it looks like it got lots of rest, then they're going to feel better. You like the way I'm telling the story?
Mm-hmm.
No bags, no puffiness, no worries for your children if you're using Genucel. Genucel is the way to deal with it. It's a sort of therapy. It's stem cell therapy along with this. This is a serum, and it is therapeutic for the bags, puffiness. It somehow or other fills those areas, and your eyes look so much better very quickly. And as a matter of fact, in 12 hours, you'll see Genucel go to work. So if you want to have a better, more wholesome looking and a healthier face, your children won't worry about you and how your health is and your well-being. 800-543-9262. Instant effects using Genucel. 800-543-9262. If you order it right now, you'll get a jar of Esotique wrinkle treatment for the rest of your face. So, work with Genucel. It will work for you or your money back. 800-543-9262. Is that too quick? Or can I, should I do it one more time, a little more
slowly?
One more time. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office, from latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Text CLEAN to 555-444 and get 15% off your cleaning supply purchase. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid in store at staples.com through 315-14. Exclusions may apply. You'll receive one message per text. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase necessary. See staples.com/SMS for Staples mobile terms and conditions.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $169, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $299 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster diving.
Oh, wow, 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 wow.
Bargain time on Good Day. It's bargain time on Good Day. Kohl's is proud to present Roberta Fasanelli, and they're also proud to recognize young volunteers for their commitment to service. If you know of a young volunteer from the ages of 6 to 18 that's making a difference in your community, you can nominate him or her for the Kohl's Care Scholarship Program. Top winners get $10,000 in scholarships toward a higher education situation. Nominations are open through the 14th of March. Do not wait. Nominate a young person today. Visit ColesKids.com. All right, Robertsky, what's the big deal today?
Well, let's start with Ace Hardware. You get $5 off your purchase of $25 or more. We have the coupon for you at DougStefan.com. It's good through the end of the month. And the good part, too, is that a lot of the other local home improvement stores will accept cross-couponing, just the way like the craft stores like Michael's will accept a cross-coupon from somebody else with some of the home improvement stores, too. So $5 off of $25. Hey, I'll take it. Body Shop. This is a tremendous, tremendous coupon. Big discount, $15 for $30 worth of Body Shop products. It's a Groupon, and it can be used in stores only, but it's a huge discount, especially when you pair it for the, you know, the buy three, get three free type stuff that the Body Shop does. And we tell you how to get that Groupon at DougStefan.com. In celebration of daylight savings time, which is this weekend, yay!
This weekend, hooray!
Stop into Krispy Kreme on Sunday, March 9th, and get a free original glazed donut. So you can celebrate that more light with donuts. And Home Decorators Collection. We give you an extra 25% off of their outlet discounts, plus free shipping, plus an extra $20 off $100. Lots of big, big savings at Home Decorators Collection, and you'll find all of these at DougStefan.com at the Queen of Cheap section.
Queen of Cheap, right next to our supermarket guru, Phil Lempert, who explains prepared foods at the grocery store, what to look for, how to decide what prepared foods, if any, to buy. Check it out at DougStefan.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Last night on NBC, this is performer James Cavern. Let's Get It On. Didn't get any coaches to turn around at all.
Not very good.
You don't think this is good? Roberta, what do you think of this effort?
No, not at all.
Kenny, you agree?
Yes.
Now, let's crank it up just a bit, Michael. One more time. Let's get it on!
Right. But it's not. You can find that you can hear why no one turned around.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to the next performer, Emily B, singing "Wicked Games" on The Voice. Yeah. What are we thinking? We know this song. What's the story of the song?
It's a Chris Isaak song.
She treating it well, Roberta?
Yeah, I think she's doing a good job.
It's interesting to hear a woman singing.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't care for it. I really like the classic version.
Yeah, like this is darker, for sure.
Original version?
Yeah.
Oh, I know this. Okay, now I sort of get the song now. So, Shakira was the first person to turn around to compliment Emily. You can play that mic if you want to.
What kind of artist do you see yourself as?
As long as I can get some of that soul into it, then I'm in it.
Then I'm your coach.
Oh.
I think I know a thing or two about soul. First of all, I have a soul.
But, hey, I was the first one.
You were.
I think that I can help you out a lot. So we can be the best we can in this competition. And I think it was a very intelligent decision to change the arrangement. And I trust that you will make another intelligent choice by choosing me as your coach.
Here we go. All right, next performer is somebody named Stevie Joe singing "There Goes My Baby." There goes my
baby. Wow, sounds like Adam Levine.
Are you my girl?
Yeah. You ain't know that I'll be checking you out. Is this a Who?
No.
You like this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig this. Yeah, it isn't the fact that the song is not being performed well. I just don't like this kind of music. Kenny, what do you think?
I think it's the most interesting of what we've heard so far.
Yeah. I mean, he can really get to those high notes.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Roberta?
Yeah, I kind of.
You like it? All right, so I'm in the minority, apparently. The coaches, when they find out this is a white guy, are pretty shocked.
Wow.
That's not who was singing that.
Absolutely.
It's a white man.
Yeah.
What's your name?
I'm Stevie Joe. I'm from Tyler, Texas.
I was pretty sure that you weren't a white guy. And you're a white guy.
Mm-hmm. Who knew?
That's a beautiful, pleasant surprise just to see someone that is like the exact opposite of what you might have thought. It blows away all preconceived ideas of everything, and that's why we're here, and that's why we love music. And
man, is this I'm listening to this conversation.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
I was really blown away because I actually thought you were black.
All right, okay, we got that. Next, Audra McLaughlin singing Angel from Montgomery on the Voice by Night.
Not my favorite. It's okay.
There's only one thing I've heard here that I kind of liked, and the rest of you didn't like it. Let's get it on because I like that song. Roberta, what about Audra? Kenny?
Yeah, I like the original of this very much.
All right, so let's turn our back on instead of turning her. We'll turn our back on her. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Fighting like cats and dogs. You know, some diehard pet guardians want the best of all possible worlds. They want a cat in life, but they also want a dog in their home. Maybe even a bird or some fish for good measure. Combining these little critters under one roof conjures up thoughts of dogs making hors d'oeuvres out of fuzzy little kitties and cute kitties scratching out Fido's eyes. Killer kitty shaking out the birdcage, or even fishing kitty, complete with fishing rod and reel vacationing in front of your tank. It doesn't have to be that way. When properly introduced, cats living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can cats and dogs, cats and birds, cats and fish, and even cats and mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to its new housemate. Let's be realistic. If someone were to move into your house, you would not be thrilled about it at the beginning, but if that person really brought good things and there were positive associations, you'd start to like them a little bit more. Just make sure when you bring a new pet in, the pet that's already there thinks it's the greatest thing that ever happened. I'm Warren Eckstein.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn, along with Roberta Fasanelli. Everybody is in service to you. Ken Kessler is here. We're going to talk about something that may, it'll touch your heartstrings, I think, a little bit. Always like to have stories like that. The essence of Roberta in New York. I'm in New York, but we're not with each other. I'm at the CBS studios because they're better than Roberta's. So I'm here, and the weather, when I landed in New York last night, I figured I was going to get snow and horror. It was windy and kind of cold, but it's not bad at all. This morning's not bad, a little windy. Supposed to be in the upper 30s today. Our poll at DougSteffen.com, how much snow have you had this winter?
Zero. Truly.
Yes, that's true. You have had, see, I've had both, I've had the best and worst of both worlds, Jennifer. I've had all that snow on the farm that I've experienced when I was back there, here and there. And I go back to it tonight for a couple of days. And then we've had this wonderful winter. It has been wonderful in Los Angeles. Just great. So anyway, Kenny has been in San Diego, so he hasn't had any snow. Roberta, let's see here. How much snow have you had? Our choices are over 5 feet, between 3 and 5 feet. Between 1 and 3 feet, less than a foot, we haven't gotten any snow yet. Wow. So for me on the farm anyway, it's been over 5 feet. What's it been here in New York? It's been between 3 and 5 feet, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think 3 and 5 in New York.
But I don't see anything on the, I didn't see really anything at all walking around New York last night and this morning.
Oh, there's still some around here and there. Really? If you go out into the outer boroughs, my gosh.
Mm. All right.
Yeah, I was out on Long Island on the weekend, and I'm like, whoa, look at all the snow.
Whoa.
Whoa.
I must have got on the wrong train. I did what you told me to do last night. Instead of taking the bus, and I should have remembered this. I got on the train at JFK to go to Jamaica. I got on the train in Jamaica to come downtown to Penn Station. And it was 20 minutes. Now, you told me I could do the same thing to go to the Newark airport this afternoon, right?
Oh, yeah. Penn Station.
From Penn Station.
Yeah. Penn Station. 20 minutes on the train, 12
right.
bucks.
See, that's the handy thing about being able to know where you... And then when I said this to somebody, I sent an email because I was grumbling again last night about getting around. It took me 4 hours to fly across the country from Los Angeles to New York. It took me 2 hours to get from the airport in New York to the hotel.
That's true.
The poll yesterday at DougStephan.com focused on the Academy Awards show. What was your favorite part? 25% said Matthew McConaughey's speech, where he spent a lot of, well, a lot of things. He gave attributions to God, which I thought was good, powerful, unusual for that setting. And, well, I thought it was, I appreciated it, frankly. Did you all appreciate
yes.
what Matthew McConaughey had to
I
say?
I thought it was positive. I thought he thanked God, which not a lot of people do anymore. So, yeah, I liked it. I thought it was a great speech.
Roberta?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Let's see here. 20% said Ellen DeGeneres. I thought she did. I was talking to this fellow on the plane yesterday, coming back, who had been at the Academy Awards. And most of the sense was that Ellen did a good job of the people who were there, who participated. 20% of you thought that was, and I would have been mine. That's what I would have said. Let's see. What else have we got here? 13% said they liked the Wizard of Oz tribute. 12% said they liked some other part of it. 16% said Bette Midler's performance. 15% of you said you didn't watch. That's pretty interesting. So there we go. Results of our polls. Another item at DougStephan.com today that actually is a pretty important story. There's a taco cook in the news today who chased down a kidnapper and saved a young, I think the boy was 4 years old. And so as a result of that, there's been a fund launched to help him take care of his own daughter, this cook. What else, what other info do we need about this story, Kenny?
Well, this happened in broad daylight in the afternoon. A nanny was walking home these two little boys. One, I think, was six and the younger was four. And this guy approached them. He punched the nanny hard enough to knock her to the ground, and he grabbed the four-year-old. And the other child and the nanny started screaming. And this guy, who was a cook at a local taco shop, heard the screaming and came out, and he ran down the two blocks after this guy. Mm-hmm. And the guy was telling him, this isn't any of your business.
Is this, the taco cook's name was Jesus Delgado, is that right?
Yes.
Do I have that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's listen to a little bit. The father of the boy, his name is Tom O'Brien, talked about what was going through his head when his other son told the father, Tom, that this youngster, Grady, had been taken.
When he ran home, he said, Daddy, someone stole Grady. And I didn't know really what that meant. So I was like, what do you mean somebody stole Grady? He said, the man in the black shirt picked up Grady and ran away. Just all those thoughts were going through my head that I just didn't want to think about it. Like, you know, potentially not ever seeing my son again.
Mm. And then the father becomes emotional when he actually thanks Mr. Delgado.
And they chase the guy down. They grab Grady back from the bad guy. If I can say thank you to them, I would like to say thank you to them because, it could be a really different situation.
Wow. Yeah, it could. So now the launch of a crowdfunding campaign to help Mr. Delgado take care of a daughter that he has that's a special needs youngster. So this is all of these things. You know, this brings back around into my focus anyway, I don't know about yours, how it is that things happen for a reason. You know, I've talked about what happened on my farm, the death of now five cows and the destruction of this building. But through this, more and more people have become aware of my farm, and that has to be a good thing. In this circumstance, here's this cook that chases down the kidnapper, and he gets the four-year-old back to the family, And as a result of him and what more people know about his family, because obviously the news media comes out, tell us about your family. Mm-hmm. And so it comes out that he has a special needs daughter. And I mean, this guy's a cook at Taco Bell. How much money can he have?
Right.
How does he take care, excuse me, of his daughter? So a fund gets started. What a wonderful thing. Under the circumstance. A great
thing. And isn't it nice? Wouldn't you rather give to a fund like that to help the person that you see than just have it automatically ripped out of your checks?
That's another thing. I'm just looking at from my own town's news this morning from Framingham. There's a story about a 45-year-old man who is now going to die in 3 or 4 months. He just found out he was having stomach trouble, and he thought he had ulcers or gas, and went into the hospital to get an examination, and found out he has some rare form of cancer that started in his lungs, spread to his stomach, and it's eating up his colon, and in a couple of months he's going to be dead. So he's got 3 or 4 young children, and a fund has been started to help his children because he doesn't have any money. His family doesn't have any money. See, I think that's the outgrowth of the best way we can respond. And we all do. Whatever this situation, how many times last year can you think of, 3 or 4 times anyway, when there were natural disasters of sorts, tornadoes, hurricanes, houses being washed away, and Americans come to the aid of their fellow Americans to the tune of millions and millions and millions of dollars. And so I have no doubt that this family is going to be helped, that the family of the cook is going to be helped. But Jennifer said something that was the most important, or for me anyway. I want to help who I want to help.
Right.
I don't want the government saying to me, we're going to extricate.
Mandating,
We're going to exact from you a toll to pay, to give to charities that we think ought to be supported. No. Anybody disagree with me on this?
I'm with you 100%.
Yep.
People by nature are good, and people let people go together. Instead of feeling taken advantage of all the time, let people have the freedom to choose to help people in their community. I mean, you know, sadly, we become kind of, I don't want to give you a dollar because we're giving so much already.
Well, I think that's part of it, but even though in certain circumstances, as we've just outlined, there are plenty of opportunities and examples of people giving for the right reason. When I pass somebody, and you see them all the time in Los Angeles, more than any place else that I have ever been, homeless people on the street asking for money, begging for change, coins, whatever it is. And I find it troubling, especially when I'm on the corner of Wilshire in San Vicente, where there's always somebody standing with a plaque. Right down the street from there, about 3, maybe 4 blocks, is a shelter for people who have needs like this. And not only do they provide housing, but they provide assistance. And it's a private organization attached to a church. So instead of standing out there and begging, I suppose, you know, where's your pride, man? Does that sound arrogant if I say that? Go down to the other place, find. But this shelter helps people find jobs. There, I remember reading something in the Santa Monica paper not more than a week ago. How many jobs were found as cooks? One fellow's working in a gym. They weren't big jobs. The guy's cleaning the gym, whatever it is. But it's still, don't you have more of your dignity when you're actually working? Instead of, or at least, that's how I am.
Well, especially men, I think. I mean, that's a big part of the male psyche, is to have a job and to earn and to contribute, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for women, too. But, you know, especially, that's hardwired into men by nature, I think.
Is it different in New York than it is Los Angeles, do you think, Roberta?
No, I think it's the same. I think, people are people no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. Goes back to our word of the day, authenticity.
Yes.
Authenticity requires us to stay in touch with what we really feel. Be honest with yourself. Feelings, your honest feelings are always authentic. And that means that you're willing to tell the truth, to say what you need to say about things like this. Somebody who's politically correct would probably chastise me for saying what I just did about these people standing on the corner of Wilshire and Santa Monica, San Vicente, and reaching out for money. I don't want to help them. I don't. I do not want to help them. Is that me being a bad guy, or am I being, I think I really feel.
We've all had this story. I mean, I don't like to give people money when they're begging, but what I will do is I'll go inside of a store and buy a sandwich, and you always get the look like, what are you giving me this sandwich for? Like,
you know, you notice that? It's really funny.
It's like, I don't
know. Well, when somebody's begging and you give them something to eat?
Yeah, they say, oh, I haven't eaten in days. Yeah. And so, I actually had a woman come up to me in the parking lot, and usually I'll gauge it. Sometimes I will give money, and sometimes you just kind of trust your gut. This woman comes up to me, and she said, you know, my car is broken down, my baby hasn't eaten, you know, give me the whole story. And I said, well, here's a dollar. She goes, oh, no, I was looking for $40.
Yeah.
And I said, well, then you better keep looking, because I don't have $40.
Yeah. They had the gall that some of these people...
$40?
Yeah, right. Well, that's like the scam that you now get. People hack into your accounts with a story. I remember I got a... It wasn't not more than a couple of 3 weeks ago. Somebody that I knew was stuck in England, according to the email.
Oh, gosh, right, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I
need
this...
That's been going around for a while, one.
Right, yeah, look out for that stuff. It's 46 past the hour. Jennifer reports on the Dancing with the Stars cast, amongst other television news coming right up here on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
God, a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, that was good. Yes. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
There was 57
All right, let's get to the big news about the cast. Why is this such big news?
Because people pay attention to these things, Dougie. Yeah. And there are a lot of changes afoot over at Dancing with the Stars.
Some interesting names, actually, here.
Yeah, Brooke Burke is gone now. You know, they brought in Erin Andrews to co-host with Tom Bergeron. Mm-hmm. And yesterday, Tom revealed the show had a new twist. For the first time ever, viewers are going to be allowed to vote to switch celebrities and their pro partners. Da-da-da-da! The competitors this year include Real Housewives of Atlanta, NeNe Leakes, Olympic gold medal winning ice dancing pair Charlie White and Merrill Davis competing against each other.
Ooh.
Former NHL star Sean Avery, Full House star Candace Cameron Bure, Price is Right host Drew Carey, The Wonder Years' Danica McKellar, Star Wars' Billy Dee Williams, double amputee Amy Purdy. This is interesting. Australia pop singer Cody Simpson.
What's been amputated?
Everything. Double amputee.
We'll find out,
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Long-distance swimmer Diana Nyad and Big Time Rush's James Maslow. The new season will get kicks off the week after next, I believe.
All All right, what else is handling?
All right, Lindsay Lohan.
I'm looking at a story about Chelsea Handler.
Oh, it's a good one. We'll get to that one. Serial. Okay, Lindsay Lohan, making her comeback on the Oprah Winfrey Network. She's going to be on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, or at least she's scheduled to be tomorrow night, according to Radar Online. You can check that out. Conan O'Brien has been tapped to host the Primetime Emmy, the MTV Movie Awards. His last hosting gig was the Primetime Emmy Awards. That'll be on April 13th. And then we can talk about Chelsea Handler because it's a funny story, Dougie.
Well, I don't know. Do people know who Chelsea Handler is?
She's the late night host on E! Sure. And she got in trouble for saying Angelina Jolie would like to adopt Lupita Nyong'o.
What? Okay, that's kind of funny. Now, 51 past on Good Day.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For us to visit with Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on the Good Day program. I'm all choked up and I haven't heard Warren say a word yet. Bound to be some of these stories that Warren comes up with are really pretty amazing. They test your authenticity and other things like how your feelings, right? We all have feelings for our animals. We love them. Brad Pitt cleans up the poop for his dog, and it becomes national news. Big deal. Anyway, Warren Eckstein brought to you by Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews, which are clinically proven to be better than brushing your dog's teeth. And if your dog's teeth are like mine, you stick your hand in there to wash and clean the teeth, and you got to count your fingers. Baby, I love Charlotte, she loves me, but man, she doesn't want me sticking my fingers in there to clean up her teeth. That's why I use Nutridense Complete. The complete program reduces bad breath and tartar buildup in your dog. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat to the dog. Natural ingredients, which are formulated to be highly digestible in Nutrident. It's made here in our country. Has added vitamins and minerals, no artificial flavors or preservatives. It's from the leader in safe, healthy chewing for dogs since 1955. So there are there's a chicken flavor for adult dogs, peanut butter flavor for those who don't want to have any grain with their dogs, bacon flavor, chews for puppies, and that sort of thing. And coming soon, Warren, an adult filet mignon flavor for Nutrident Complete Dog Dental Chews. Again, I'm at your pet store. All right, so in a moment. I don't know. What is it? There's a lot of stuff to talk about. Let's get at it. You were teasing with me, or I with you, about Brad Pitt making the news because he cleaned up poop. How would anybody have known that? It's kind of like Angelina Jolie gives $1 million to this, that, or the other thing. Nobody would have known it unless they put out a press release. So did his PR people say, hey, Brad cleaned up his dog poop this morning at his house?
You should be an investigative reporter.
I mean, why would we know about that?
Listen, someone sends me an email and it says, Brad Pitt cleaned up dog poop in his bedroom just before he went to the Oscars.
Good for him.
I accept it.
Yeah.
What makes him different? You have to check.
No. You know what bothers me about stuff like this? These people are no different than you and me. They make more money and they may be more well-known, but they put their pants on one leg at a time, and they mostly shower every day and take a dump. So how are they different than you and me? So why is it news that Brad Pitt cleans up poop from his dog?
I think the bottom line is this. I think the reason is that it makes us, the average guy, the average Joe like you and me, Joe the plumber, you and me, it makes us realize that they are real. In other words, sometimes we put these people on a pedestal. You know, I've trained a lot of dogs for presidents and other people, and they clean up dog poop just like you and me.
Right, exactly.
I think it kind of just lets us know that they're okay.
You know, what I thought was fun more than anything else was when Ellen was looking for a tip from Brad, and he gave her a 20, and she looked at him and said, that's it?
Hey, do you know how much trouble she got into?
Why?
A lot of my listeners obviously are vegetarians and vegans.
Right.
And Ellen is a vegan.
Right.
So when she ordered the pizzas, I think they had pepperoni on them.
Right, they did.
The Facebook went absolutely crazy, and I'm saying, leave her alone.
Get alive, will you please?
My beliefs are my beliefs. I don't have to transfer that to the rest of the world.
Okay.
And a lot of anger towards her. A lot of anger saying they're going to boycott her. They're not going to watch her anymore.
All right. I would like your advice, and so would everybody else who travels through airport security.
Yeah.
I, yesterday, lost a $140 bottle of special medical oil that I have been given for Charlotte for her intestines and her innards. And I bought two bottles, one to keep in California, one to take back to the farm. So I had it in my bag when I went through the checkpoint, and they took it out, and they said, you can't carry this with you because it's too big. And I said, what do you mean it's too big? It's 5 ounces. No, it's got to be 3, but you wouldn't be able to carry it anyway because not for you. It's a medication for your dog. I said, what difference does it make whether it's a medication for my dog or for me? So under the circumstances, I know that the pet medication business has gotten big, and I wonder why the TSA wouldn't consider, maybe this is something that you need to take up with the TSA.
No, it's an interesting point. So in other words, because the prescription was not for you, it was for the dog, they wouldn't accept it.
Exactly.
What if you would put, let's say...
If Charlotte were with me, they might have been different. If I were taking her with me on the plane, which I'm going to do in a couple of weeks, but she wasn't with me, so the guy says, nope.
I'm going to look into that. No, because it makes a lot of sense. A lot of people do carry medications for their dog or for maybe their child with them. What if you had medication for your child and your child wasn't with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
All right. So now, what about the pet medication department? This is big business now for the pet retailers, is it not?
You want the secret to save money on pet medication?
Yes.
Go to Target. Go to Walgreens, go to Walmart. As long as the medication is the same type of medication, people can use antibiotics, painkillers, whatever, you can get it over the counter at those stores with a prescription from your veterinarian. Save literally, I save $80 on one prescription for my own dog.
Really? All right, check that out. It's a regular sources for your own medication. Good advice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.